And welcome to the podcast from the Mattoon Public Library. I'm Carl Walworth, the library director. This is a way we at the library use to help promote some of the vision that our library board has to spark ideas, enrich lives, and strengthen community. So today we're going to talk about the discussion groups that we've started here in the last couple of months. I'm joined by John Dye and Chris Surdick. And our topic today really came from Chris Surdick, who took a trip out to Oregon to see a friend, came back and brought me a couple of ideas that we might test drive here in Mattoon. And Chris, take it from there.
Well, thanks, Carl. I was out in Portland, Oregon to visit a lifelong friend and a former Mattoon resident, Jerry Zalata. And Jerry knew that I've had a lot of interest in the library and participation. In fact, Jerry's great-grandfather was on the board of directors that built this building, and his name is on the plaque in the front doors. So whenever we're together, the conversation always turns to the Mattoon Public Library. And he, as we were discussing ways to enhance participation, he mentioned that in Portland, the library system developed kind of a unique program. The library will select a book of a topic that they think is interesting and then bring in a dozen or so copies and just put them out for general circulation with the request that people that pick them out come back and participate in a group discussion. And the beauty of that is it's not a set group. You get different people depending on what the book is and the topic. So people may come and go depending on what the book is from time to time. And so it just gives the library a chance to reach a broader group of people and put some people together to discuss a topic of interest. Mm-hmm. So I brought that idea back to you, Carl, and you decided to give it a test drive.
It sounded good because, it's adult programming and quality adult programming. It's a chance to promote books and literature. It's a chance to promote friendship and some socialization and to get people engaged in the library. So I think all of those were reasons that it was an appealing idea. And we talked about test driving it a little bit, which we did. And the first two books we had discussions around, one, Chris facilitated a discussion on Midnight in the Pacific. And Marilyn Thompson, who wasn't able to be with us today, facilitated a discussion on The Handmaid's Tale. And I don't know if you want to talk about it. I think we just mentioned here kind of offline that the feedback really was great on both of those counts.
Well, it really was, Carl. Midnight in the Pacific was, of course, had to do with the Pacific War in World War II, and it involved the campaign for the Solomon Islands, especially Guadalcanal. So, and it's recently published, and felt like it would be a timely topic because there's been a lot of discussion about World War II lately. So we had a good group. I think we had 9 people, and the comments I've had from all the people that participated, they were all very complimentary of the group and of the discussion that we had. Ran across 2 or 3 people that were friends of people that participated and said, gee, I wish I would have come. It sounds like it was a great time. And as an aside, after we had the discussion session, I emailed the author of the book and told him that we had used his book to facilitate our maiden voyage on this, and he almost instantly emailed me back and told me that he was very gratified and that he was very pleased that his book reached a larger audience through our program. So I think it was very successful.
And you picked World War II. I guess I know that's an interest of yours. Is that what that stemmed from?
That's exactly right. I've kind of been a lifelong World War II history buff, and as you and I discussed the idea, and I started thinking about something that I'd recently read, and that came to mind, and I think it turned out to be a good initial selection.
And maybe that's a segue to talk to John for a few minutes, because out of that discussion, y'all talked about what next book you might explore. And John is a former history teacher. It's been a few years ago. And I believe this was your idea to kind of move in the direction of The Forgotten Man.
Thank you, Carl. I've always had an interest in the Depression, I think probably because my dad and mom, probably a lot of people we know grew up during the Depression and heard stories and everything. And I saw the author, Amity Shales, interviewed in 07 by Bill Bennett, who at the time, or maybe he had just finished his as the head of the Department of Education. And I was just fascinated by their discussion, so I went out and got the book and started reading it. And it's an amazing book. It gives you a different view of the Great Depression between FDR and Wendell Willkie and the folks that are around them. And I just got a different view of it. And I thought, after we finished the World War II book, I along with Chris, read a lot of World War II. I would have done another World War II book easily. But I thought, well, this is maybe something a little bit different to do. And so I suggested it, and here we are.
And so the discussion, we need to mention this, is next Thursday, which is the 22nd of February. It's at 1:30. It's on the first floor of the Mattoon Library up in front of the fireplace. We have a nice area there. We're in the process of upgrading and doing a little remodeling in that area. Unfortunately, the remodel's not going to be complete by the 22nd, but we do have some new chairs and some nice chairs. It'll be a comfortable setting. We'll have some water and soft drinks. And I mean, maybe you want to talk a little bit about the format. I mean, as I understand it, John, you've maybe reached out to the author and have some questions ready for the group.
I sent her an email last Monday afternoon about 4 and told her what we were doing and just asked her if I mean, I had some ideas on what I'd want to facilitate the program about, but I asked her if she had any ideas for discussion questions. And a little after 8 that same night, she emailed me back and gave me a few ideas on, you know, what we could talk about, which was, I don't know, I've emailed a lot of authors and they never say anything back. Mm-hmm. And so I was impressed that she would take us Monday night to do that. So I'm even more impressed by her than I was originally. So we've got some good things to talk about. And I think one thing that I hadn't thought about until recently, that the forgotten man came up again in the last campaign, mm-hmm. Was mentioned. And so the forgotten man has kind of always been there since the late 1800s. And we'll talk about that too, that term first was used. And it was used again in 2016. So I think it's more topical than we think.
Mm-hmm. And if I could jump in, I might say from the experience of the first book, kind of the way that I had envisioned it, and I think it turned out that way, so that people understand this is not a book review. This is an open discussion group, and I facilitated the first one. John's facilitating this one. So we'll have some talking points, but it's really an opportunity for everybody to discuss what they got out of the book and what their takeaways were mm-hmm. from the book. And I also might add, we had one person come to the last one that had not completed the book, in fact, just barely started it, but came anyway, and I think got as much out of the discussion. So if somebody's listening and isn't going to have time to read the book, we would welcome them to still come and hear the discussion.
And if they want to participate, they're welcome. And if they choose not to, they'll still have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Chris and I both agree that you don't want to hear us stand up there and lecture about the book. So that's why we have Chris had some great questions and we had some great discussion of a Midnight in the Pacific, and I think we're going to do the same thing with this one.
A Midnight in the Pacific, one, I did not attend the discussion, but one of the interesting things from listening to some of the conversation was the kind of the back and forth you had about the title, as I recall. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you want to mention that, but I thought that was interesting that you took the title and that was something that you were able to kind of flesh out a little bit.
Yeah, well, one of the questions is, and I often do this when you read a book, I mean, sometimes the title is very definitive, it explains it right to the T, but this book, it's the title's a little nebulous. What did Midnight in the Pacific mean to the author? So that was one of our discussion points, and we kind of run around the whole group, and it was very interesting that different people, looking at it from different perspectives, had different ideas about what the author meant by the title Midnight in the Pacific. And so in the two kind of the takeaways, one was several people thought it meant it was midnight for Japan because this was the last aggressive action Japan took in the Pacific. And others took it as midnight being the start of a new day. And it was a new day for the American forces because we prevailed in that campaign. So and a lot of discussion about that in between. So it really made for an interesting discussion.
So, the next book is The Forgotten Man, which is, as we mentioned, February the 22nd, Thursday, 1:30. Just come join us at the library. And for those of you who like to look ahead a little bit, following The Forgotten Man, the idea is to do this every couple of months. And the next book, in which would be in April, is Masters of the Air. And I don't know if one or both of you want to give us a quick preview of Masters of the Air.
Well, thanks, Carl. It is the story of the 8th Air Force, the bomber pilots that flew out off of England and bombed Germany in the bombing campaign during World War II. And the reason that this book kind of percolated up again also is it's my understanding that Spielberg and Hanks, who produced The Pacific and the Band of Brothers, are in development of using this book as a fulcrum for a miniseries on the air war in the European theater. So, and again, this also, we feel like for people that maybe weren't as enthralled with the Pacific War, might be a little more interested in the European War. So this gives them an opportunity also.
Okay, good. Anything else about The Forgotten Man or about the discussion groups that you think might be of interest?
I would just say that I think the library and Carl, you specifically, have been very supportive of this. And I mean, I think it's a great opportunity for us to expand our reach to people that maybe wouldn't be coming into the library and on a regular basis. And I'm just really excited about the concept.
I appreciate that. And for people listening, if you have other ideas that you would like us to think about or consider that we might facilitate, or ways that we might be able to bring people together, would love to hear those ideas, 234-1710 or carl@mattoonlibrary.org. That's what we're here for. Put us to work. I'm pleased with what I see in these discussion groups. And I know the group that reviewed The Handmaid's Tale, reviewed is the wrong word, but discussed The Handmaid's Tale, is equally interested in following up, and I think there will be some follow-up on that front as well. So with that, we'll sign off for this week, and we'll talk to you again soon from the Mattoon Public Library.